Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's nice to see you. We're not alone in the studio, though. Morena Murray, how are you?
Good morning. I am fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here. Murray Bevan, now tell us a little bit about what we're talking about today, Penny.
We're going to talk about Fashion Revolution Week, and I'm going to get Murray from Showroom 22 to tell us a little bit about behind Fashion Revolution, how the week came about, and what's happening around town for it.
Thanks, Penny. Hey, so yeah, Fashion Revolution Day, as it used to be, was actually started to commemorate the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh in 2013. Mm. And unfortunately, there was a massive factory collapse and over 1,100 people passed away and there was 2,500 people injured. So Fashion Revolution, as an organisation, started to basically, as a cute little way to get people to think more about where they buy and what they buy, they asked people to turn their clothes inside out so people could read their labels and understand where things were made and really talk about that, share it on Instagram, etc. So Fashion Revolution Day then blossomed into Fashion Revolution Week, mm-hmm. which is a week-long commemoration of exactly the same ideals, and it's evolved to ask designers to open their workrooms and share more about their making process, and companies are getting audited and sharing those details and things like that. So in New Zealand, it's become a really cool, unique, localized boutique kind of way for consumers to talk to their designers.
It's pretty amazing. I think, you know, I can remember that disaster really, really clearly. And I think still thinking about it, you get that really visceral horror response to it. It's kind of one of those things that we're all complicit in it if you own clothes from fast fashion, you know, everybody's...
Yeah, and sometimes you need a reminder. You know, like often I think some of these ideas are celebrated for a week or commemorated for a day, and then people kind of almost wash their hands of it and go, right, I've ticked that box for the year. What am I going to move on to next week? Oh, it's, you know, a start of a new season or something. Mm-hmm. So we need to constantly go back and back and back and understand why we are here, what happened before us, and how we can be better.
Mm, absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the initiatives that are going on, especially, say, like Allbirds? That's really interesting.
Sure. So Allbirds, as we probably, well, a lot of people know, was co-founded by a Kiwi, a guy called Tim Brown. And so Allbirds is now based up in San Francisco. And in true Kiwi fashion, Allbirds likes to shake things up a little bit. So overnight, our time, and in the 18th of April, New York time, mm-hmm. They took out a full-page ad in the New York Times. And basically it called out a dozen or so of the world's biggest fashion brands and said, we all pollute and mm-hmm. we all don't talk about it and we should talk about it more. They even said, we pollute, we could do better, we're trying to change everything. So what they've basically done is they've invited all of those companies to share all of the data that Allbirds have about how to label products with how much carbon they take to make. So as you can imagine, Allbirds have spent hundreds of hours and probably thousands and thousands of dollars getting this information. Mm. So they're saying to H&M and Levi's and Nike and everybody, take our information, mm-hmm. we'll give it to you, and you can start labeling your product too and show your customers how much carbon goes into making each one. Hopefully with the idea that some of those GMs and boards and CEOs will go, that's a good idea. We've wanted to do this. Now we can take someone else's way to get there and be a bit more transparent with our consumers.
Mm. Yeah. That's so cool that they're sharing their information with other designers. Because, I mean, we were talking off air and about how designers are naturally kind of competitive normally.
Absolutely. And fashion as an industry has all been about celebrating the celebrity superstar designer at the top of the pyramid. And those designers don't like to talk to each other. But as some mega fashion fans will know, Gucci is about to, or maybe just released, a collaboration with Balenciaga. Now, those are two companies owned by the same parent company, but would never really talk to each other. The fact that they've joined forces to do something is pretty unique. So, and Allbirds is trying to break down that barrier of, like, let's actually work together. We're not trying to make...
It's a collective problem, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like we're trying to make the other guys make more money. We're actually just trying to make everyone tread a bit lighter on the planet. And if it means information sharing helps you get there faster, great. you know, one of the other things that Allbirds did years ago was they developed these amazing new soles for their shoes, primarily out of sugarcane. Mm. Now, Timberland and other brands have taken that information because Allbirds, again, said, we don't own the technology. Here it is. Contact that company in Brazil. We've helped them make this product, and you can share it too. So now Timberland are using it in the soles of their shoes, you know, and it spurred on all of this. Well, if we can get there faster by using the other guy's info, great, let's go, you know.
Yeah.
So, and ultimately, if more people use the product, it drives the price down, it makes it cheaper, more people will use it again.
Yeah, that's a really, it is a really interesting thing, I think, to see these kind of international collaborations, particularly with really massive companies as well, because they seem so faceless and so impersonal. To have that, you know, be something that has a little bit more access point, I think that makes people feel like they understand what's happening a bit more as well when they're looking at those big brands too.
Well, it makes them feel maybe next time they go and make a fashion purchase, it's not just about the look or the price point, you know. And I think a new younger consumer is far more interested in those parts of their buying decisions and buying patterns than maybe an older generation. And hopefully that will just snowball and become more and more prevalent in the way people shop.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Levi's as well?
Yeah, so Levi's is it's over 150 years old. You know, it's one of the world's oldest fashion brands. They call themselves the 150-year-old startup because they like to think in a lot more of a younger way. And they've had their own versions of their sustainability programs for years and years and years. And one of the most obvious ways that they brought that to market recently was through the use of cottonized hemp in their jeans. So what they're doing now is they're evolving that process, and they've got this incredible lab that I was telling Penny about off here called the Eureka Lab in San Francisco, where they're constantly trying new technologies, new washes, new ways of making denim, you know, and bringing new materials and innovating all the time. So tomorrow, I can't let the cat out of the bag today, but they've got this incredible new campaign that's launching, all based around Earth Day, which is coming up this Thursday the 22nd.
Cool.
And they'll be releasing their latest iteration of all of their sustainability products, especially around a really cute collection called Well Thread. So if you go shopping today and buy some jeans, you can ask your sales assistant to see the Well Thread collection, and just know that that is where they're putting a lot more of their sustainability practices and hoping that people shop a bit more consciously around that too.
Cool. That's really cool.
So if people want to learn a bit more about that, about everything that's happening and just general kind of, I guess, things, they can go to fashionrevolution.org. But also, can you tell us about Koto's Zeros that's happening tonight?
Yeah, so to commemorate Fashion Revolution Week, and also as a little bit of a nod to Earth Day this week, Koto have joined forces with Jamie McClellan, who's a Kiwi guy and he's head of design at Allbirds, and luckily for us, he's based in New Zealand at the moment. And Gosha from Koto has also invited Simon Coley, who's a co-founder of All Good. And last week they just launched the New Zealand's very first carbon zero banana. So if anyone's heading out there and you're hungry for breakfast, go grab yourself a carbon zero banana. So Gosha at Koto has basically got everyone along and she said, come to this event. We are going to talk about how to be 0% carbon, how to use 0% plastic in your life, and especially coming from her world, how to design using 0% plastic, which is incredibly difficult, and also how to get to 0% waste. So the event is called 0%, and it's tonight at 7 p.m. at Q Theatre on Queen Street.
Awesome.
And Noelle McCarthy, ex-BFM.
Yeah, Noelle.
Alumni is emceeing.
She is our MC. She's flying up for the day.
Awesome.
Just for that.
That'll be fantastic. Hey, thank you, Penny. Thanks. And thank you so much, Murray, for coming in and chatting to us this morning. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Rachel.
Enjoy the rest of the week and we'll see you soon.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.